Welcome to Tacos, Tequila, Therapy, and the Tea, of course, with your girl P. I'ma tell y'all, this is a podcast about everything from beauty to life to love to motivation. If you are looking for a little uplifting spirit, or you need to know something about that beauty industry, you confused about what to do with your hair, you have come to the right place. Let's get to it. Join me on the Tea with P. Welcome back, y'all, to Tacos, Tequila, Therapy, and the Tea. Can I just tell you guys that there is an announcement of my 1 year anniversary with this podcast? I am so freaking excited. A year. We have been together now for a year. And I'm like, it went by so freaking fast. I'm so excited. I cannot believe that I had jumped out with like, what in the world you gonna do with this? And I've been rocking with y'all for a year now. Or y'all been rocking with me. And either way, I appreciate you. Because this has been crazy. I've learned so much in this year. Just of myself that I have shared with you guys and made discoveries of, just not as a businesswoman, but as a person who is growing in her journey of this like healing and growth and understanding this thing called life. And along with celebrating a year with the podcast, I celebrated 8 years on 320 in the salon. 8 years ago, the universe dealt a card and was like, hey, girl, it's time for you to jump. And I listened. It was the most uncomfortable jump ever. Some of you may know the story, some of you don't. But 8 years ago, I got an email from my son's school. He was in a learning center. He was about 5 years old. He wasn't quite in kindergarten yet because he has a late birthday, to say, hey, we got to talk to the parents by the end of the day. Meet us in the sanctuary or be on the call. This weekend was a crazy weekend. I was an educator at the time for Paul Mitchell, and I had a training where I had to learn a lot of looks, and it was going to be all weekend. I jump on this call at like 5 p.m. to find out that my son's school was giving me a 2-week notice of, they were completely shutting down. Every child was going to be out there in 2 weeks. Immediately, you could hear all the chatter. The parents are like scrambling. They're like, what in the world are we about to do? Because we have to find new childcare for our children. Now, my son was at a really interesting age because he was almost into kindergarten. And this was freaking the end of February. It was February. Like, we are smack dab in the middle of a school year. What do you do? And so his teachers reassured me, like, look, if you can keep him with you, you would be fine, save you some money, and he would be great for kindergarten. Now, his mama teaching him was definitely going to be something that I needed some help on and some prayers, because my attention span is short to be trying to do some homeschooling and get my child ready for kindergarten. But I did it. I went back into my salon, because I was in a salon where, no, I couldn't bring him with me in the afternoons and evenings. I would have had to cut the day shorter. I would have had to go a little further out in terms of the school of where he would go. It would have cost me more money. And at the same time, his father was like, hey, I no longer have weekends off. I just got bumped off my schedule, so I wouldn't have been able to work a Saturday. And at this time, y'all, I would not have been able to afford to live, survive, or take care of this kid. Like, no time in the salon. I was so worried. And so I made the leap of faith to just go out, and I went into a suite where I was like teaching him, a businesswoman, providing the service all at the same time. And it happened in 2 weeks. 2 weeks, my life just completely changed, like blink, blink. I was in the salon by myself, and I cannot believe that was 8 years ago. And I have seen, oh my gosh, I've seen so much growth in me. My son now is 13 years old. And I keep calling him the midget, even though he really isn't a midget anymore. He's taller than me. But y'all, 8 years in business. In that 8 years, I was teaching my own classes outside of a major hair care company. I have started this podcast. Like, y'all, I'm celebrating right here in this here April of just gratitude. Gratitude, gratitude, gratitude for all of the support that I have received from you guys. I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. I thank you for just supporting your girl all the time and seeing the passion behind everything that I do. Because I mean, I tell y'all, I've been sharing y'all some stuff. Like some of the stuff I share with y'all are really my newfound discoveries within myself. Don't let nobody play about you. But when you love you, man, the universe listens and shows up and shows out. It gives you exactly what you need. Because 8 years ago, even though my son's school changed, I was in a salon that was putting a ceiling over my head. And that glass ceiling, I could see beyond it, but it was moving in close on my head. And where I thought that I was in a wonderful place that would support growth and I would flourish, I was becoming stagnant and sad. And that isn't the first time that has happened in my career. And the universe listens and opened up the door, and here we are. So I just want you guys to know that I am grateful for you. Thank you for being with me on this journey. I am looking forward to what is coming next. I cannot wait. Happy anniversary to us, because we done been together. We together now. Happy anniversary. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And I know y'all got options and you could have been anywhere else, but you chose to spend it with me, and I'm grateful. Until next time, enjoy your day on purpose. Thanks for spending your time with me. I know that you got options and you could have been anywhere else, but you chose to listen to your girl today. Don't forget to follow on all of your listening platforms. Share the episode. Tell a friend. Come on back. You can follow me on Instagram under Patrice Starr or the salon, which is the Design Studio _MD. I do have a website, and that is the Design Studio MD. And that MD is like MarylandoDoctor.com. And we are on all of your listening platforms. We'll see you on the next Tuesday for some tacos, tequila, therapy, and the chi. Till next time.